It's good to be here tonight. Thank the Lord for His goodness and mercy unto me, His faithfulness, for always being a present help. And as I started with the song that y'all sung in the opening, I love to tell the story. You know, each and every one of us, we have a story.
Amen.
And you have a story that's all your own. Nobody has a story like yours. The key is the devil's going to do his best to keep you from telling it.
Yeah, that's right.
God wants you to tell your story.
Amen.
There's people that only will ever hear your story if you'll tell it. We'll look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you this night thanking you once again, dear Lord, for your goodness and mercy, your faithfulness to us time and time again, dear Lord. And tonight, we pray in a special way that you'll help us. Help us to deliver just the thoughts that you give to us, dear God, nothing more, nothing less, that there may be a help and encouragement, an uplift, dear God, to cause these young people to go out and go forward as never before. And we'll give your name the praise in Jesus' name. I don't know about your parents, but my boys can vouch that every night when we get in the room, I quiz them about what goes on in here. Nobody else's parents ask, do they? Who spoke? What they spoke about? Just to see if they're paying attention. And the last couple of nights, the boys have been telling me that you've had some good speakers come in and tell of what kind of life God saved them from. They gave their story, right? Their testimony. To tell you what a horrible pit that God took them out of. The sin that He saved them from. But you know, young people, you don't have to go out in deep sin to have a story. The same God that can save you from sin can save you from sin. Does that make sense? The same God that can reach down and pull you out of a pit of sin can help you stay out of the pit altogether. Tonight I'll give you a little bit of my story, and then Lord willing share a little thought that He's laid upon my heart. I'm one of those that God saved from sin. I give God my heart and life as a young man. Surprised, looking back as a preteen situation that we were in, I was uprooted as a 12-year-old living here in Ohio. Was uprooted, and my dad decided that God called him to a work in Sylacauga, Alabama. I barely could pronounce it, let alone spell it. Leaving all my family and friends. Why would God do that to me? Why would He take me so far away to a little church that had 10 people, and they were all related, and they were all old? What was He doing? What could He be thinking? And I battled that as a young man, the resentment of why. Why are we doing this? But looking back, I can tell you honestly tonight, He was looking out for me.
Amen.
If for nobody else in that congregation, He moved me to protect me. There was a lot going on. There was a lot of confusion I had as a young man. A lot of things that was happening that I didn't understand and I didn't want no part of. But God got me away from it. He protected me. As I gave my heart to God, I told Him, God, I'll do anything that You'd have me do, but don't make me get up in front of people. That didn't work either. But He's always been faithful. And I remember, it seems like as a teenager, there's a couple things that's kind of top on the teenage priority list. One is a companion, and the other is a career. And the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And I remember, just to make a short story and brief, I didn't think I was ever going to find a companion. I didn't think I was ever going to get married. The only 6 girls in our church was all related to me. I thought, how's this ever going to happen? And then out of the blue, one February in 2000, Brother Dishman come down and held us a revival. And then he turned around a month later and he come back. And this time when he come back, he brought extra girls with him. And it was the first or second night he was there. And we got to talking. And I knew I'd found the one. Now it took me about 3 months to convince her to let me come take her out to dinner. But I knew that I'd found the one. And once she let me come, I came every weekend after that. It didn't matter the miles, I was coming. But God has been truly good to me. He's kept me in a job I've never been for one. He's watched out for me. And I've done my best to serve Him faithfully. Tonight, we're going to take a scripture out of Proverbs, the 22nd chapter. A very familiar scripture, but I want to talk to you for just a few minutes about this scripture. Proverbs 22:1 says, "A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold." Do you know, young people, one of the most valuable things you will own in your life is your name, your reputation. One of the most valuable things that you will ever own. And you say, well, what's in a name? A name is what we are known by in this life. And you say, well, what exactly do you mean? If I was to mention the name Job tonight, what comes in your head? His faithfulness to God, right? His dedication through the trials and tests that he went through. If I was to mention Samson, comes to your mind. A servant of God that tried to go out and do things his own way. He stumbled and he fell, right? All these things come to your mind just in a name. Just by mentioning the name. And it's the same way with each and every one of us tonight. When our name is mentioned, what's the next thought somebody's going to think? The scripture says a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. The proverb writer is telling us that in the decisions that we're going to make in life, it's important to make those decisions, making sure that we keep a good name. I thought, as the second part of that scripture tells us, it says it's rather to be chosen than great riches. Most of you know I work in a financial institution. My mind went to a banker I knew several years ago before the economy went down, and we had this promotion going on in the financial institution that for whoever made the most loans and the highest dollar amount each month, they got a big bonus check. Well, there's this one guy in this little bitty town in Florida. I don't think it had two traffic lights, but every single month he was the top lone person there was. And come to find out, he had decided to make loans to people that really couldn't afford the loans. He wasn't making good decisions. So therefore he had to turn around and he had to make loans to make payments on the loans that he already made. So he made all these loans that eventually they all came crashing down on him. And he's forever marked in the financial institution because of those decisions that he made. Now, in the short term, it looked good for him. He got lots of good bonus checks. But in the long term, when it caught up to him, he's forever going to pay for those choices that he made. I remember also back when I was in school, and most of you that are still in school can recall this. There's certain kids in your school that when their name is mentioned, their reputation is tied to that name. Am I right? Huh? Some names are mentioned and you think of a party animal. Other names are mentioned, you think of the class clown. Other names are mentioned, you think, boy, that one there, that's a real nerd. That one's a smarty. But everyone is known for something. And their name has a reputation. And as I thought about this, I've heard this saying many times, but in light of this scripture, in light of this thought, it come out and brought a whole new meaning to me. You ever heard the saying, they're going to make a name for themselves? It's often said about young athletes who are excelling in what they're doing. About young musicians as they tune their skills and gradually get better. About those students that are excelling academically. They're going to make a name for themselves. And then there's those young people that's always in trouble. Always up to no good. If there's something wrong, they're involved in it. They're making a name for themselves too. At home, I don't know if it's around here, but at home in our little gas stations and stuff, they have a little flyer on the stand right there by the cashier, and it's a list of mugshots, basically, of people that's got arrested, got in trouble for this, that, and the other. And you know, several of them are repeat offenders. My brother-in-law is a deputy sheriff for the county that we live in. And no doubt, I've talked to him before, the ones on that page, they've got a name for themselves. You mention their name, he can tell you what they're into. He can tell you what the problem is. He can tell you that they're going to do it again. I arrest them 3 times in a month. They've developed a name for themselves. I've seen people in that book that I graduated high school with that allowed sin to rule their lives, guide them in the wrong direction, and make the wrong choices. And now every few weeks, it seems like I see them in that little pamphlet over and over again. I've seen ones in that book that have sat on a church pew next to me that have heard the same truth that I've heard. Yeah. Yet they chose to make poor decisions. And I say all that tonight to say this, young people. Just because you sit on a church pew doesn't exempt you from having a bad name. Yeah. It's simply put this way, who you will become and who you will be known will directly reflect who you allow to help you as you're making your choices throughout life. As a young person, you're going to be making several choices that are life-altering choices. As a teenager, that you're going to have to live with through the rest of your life.
That's right.
Your name and your reputation, always keep that in mind when you're making those choices.
Right.
Brother Burton spoke last night. He mentioned this text in Mark, the 8th chapter, the 36th verse. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Another scripture that's telling us the same thing the proverb writer tells us. What is it that would profit us if we gained great riches and lost our soul in the process. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. As we close out these thoughts, and you go out of this place, and you go from here and make those choices, and make a name for yourself, the questions I have for you tonight is, what do you want your name to be? Do you want a good name? When people mention your name, what do you want them to think of? I myself, my desire in life is when someone mentions my name, it reminds them of Jesus.
Yes.
When they mention my name, the next thing that I want most of all is them to think of a good person that loved the Lord.
Amen.
And served Him with all he had.
Yeah.
And treated people with the love that Jesus did.
Yeah.
That's what I want in my name.
Amen.
That's what I strive for my name.
Yes.
What do you want your name to be? As young people, you have the choice. You have the opportunity now to make that name for yourself for the rest of your life. You don't have to make up for as many mistakes as some people do. You have the opportunity to be saved from sin instead of from sin. Let God help you tonight, young people, to make good choices. My last thought, my dad has a plaque in his room. Don't know where it came from. I remember seeing it as long as I can remember back. And it says this. It says, "You got it from your father. It was all he had to give. So it's yours to use and cherish for as long as you may live. If you lose the watch he gave you, it can always be replaced. But a black mark on your name, son, can never be erased.
Right.
It was clean the day you took it and a worthy name to bear. When he got it from his father, there was no dishonor there. So be sure you guard it wisely, and when all is said and done, you'll be glad the name is spotless when you give it to your son." Young people, what kind of name do you want to make for yourselves? Do you want to be remembered as the fastest person there was? Do you want to be remembered as the greatest athlete of all times? Do you want to be remembered as the best lawyer there's ever been? The greatest politician on the earth? The best doctor? Or do you want to have a name that's remembered for doing things and doing people the right way? Do you want to have a name that's remembered for the life you live serving the one that you love? I ask God to help you tonight. Seriously consider the thought, what kind of name am I making for myself? Because a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold.